The Evaluator. Avalanche Canada created the Evaluator as the decision-making tool that fits in our pocket. You'll receive one on your field day. If your Evaluator goes missing, you can always pick one up at MEC or Avalanche Canada. Check out the photos below to see what the Evaluator looks like. The first photo is a checklist that we go through while we're in the backcountry. We add up our points on the avalanche condition side and then the terrain side to see where that puts us on the scale below. We can end up in caution, extra caution, or not recommended. Below is an example of how we would add up our points on the Evaluator in the terrain. Our danger rating is considerable and our avalanche problem is storm slabs. We can see by adding up the avalanche conditions we get 4 points and the terrain characteristics we get 3. That puts us into not recommended. We can use the Evaluator when we're deciding on our skin track up and our route down. There's a lot of information for us to remember when we're heading into the backcountry, and this tool helps us to ensure we didn't miss an important piece of the puzzle. They are waterproof and fit nicely in a jacket pocket. Use the Evaluator as a group when you are out touring. Get everyone together and discuss the key points. Someone may have seen something that you missed. When you get to key decision points along your tour, the Evaluator is a great tool to help you assess the terrain ahead and if it's appropriate for the current conditions. Okay, so what happens if our points are too high? Terrain. We do not have control over the avalanche conditions, but we do have control over where to put ourselves in the terrain. If our points are too high, then we simply need to adjust our terrain choice to bring our points down. Lots of times our points are going to end up in extra caution. What is our risk tolerance level? Do we feel comfortable being on the low end of extra caution with our skills, group, and knowledge? Or do we only feel comfortable in the green caution right now since we're new to the backcountry? It depends on the group's knowledge, ability, and risk tolerance. Below are some tools to help us adjust and reduce our risk by bringing our points down on the Evaluator. So can we ride a lower angle slope in the same area? Is there an option to stay on a ridge or rib feature? Maybe somewhere with denser trees increasing your anchors. Can you choose a line that reduces or eliminates your exposure to terrain traps? Can you choose a line that avoids convexities and puts you on a well-supported slope? All these things will reduce the points on the terrain side of the Evaluator and reduce your risk. The Evaluator is an awesome decision-making tool you should take with you every time you go in the backcountry. Even professionals refer back to the Evaluator and make sure they did not forget anything when they are out there. Take advantage of this tool. Trip planner guidance. In the back of the Evaluator book that you receive on the field day, you will also get the trip planner. We discussed this earlier in our Avalanche Canada trip planning lesson. We can have this somewhere close to our computer that will prompt us when we are making plans. Remember, we want to use this one before we leave the house in the morning. Below is an example of how we would use the trip planner guidance when we are preparing for a day in the backcountry.